From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Lorna Chirot Littleway is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Hillsdale Town Board voted unanimously this month to accept the donation of a 93-acre parcel from the Torrey Hills Associates. The parcel being transferred is located southwest of Whippoorwill Road near the intersection of State Route 22. Area residents have called the intersection a traffic hazard because of limited visibility for vehicles entering 22 from Whippoorwill. The town is considering widening the intersection to improve traffic visibility. Town Attorney Matthew Cabral said, and I quote, "It makes sense for the town to accept this offer now," end quote. If the parcel turns out to be not large enough to satisfy the State Department of Transportation, Cabral advised that the town would need to have a different conversation with Torrey Hills Associates. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Mid-Hudson News Network and the Daily Freeman are reporting Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro has vetoed a resolution that would have allowed liquor stores to extend their operating hours. Overriding an executive veto requires a two-thirds majority of the county legislature, or 17 votes. Legislature Chairman Greg Pulver, who favors the extended hours, said there appears to be a sufficient number of votes for an override. That vote has been scheduled for May 13th. On April 8th, the legislature voted 18-6 to authorize the sale of wine and liquor at county stores until 9 p.m. on weeknights and Saturdays and from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on most holidays. In his veto message, Molinaro said he favors a more open marketplace, but believes all liquor stores operating in the county should have been polled on the issue before the resolution was introduced. If the Molinaro veto is overridden, the extended hours would require state approval. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. New York is losing farms at an unprecedented rate, according to the latest report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The department's 2017 agricultural census was released last week and revealed some startling statistics. New York Farm Bureau President David Fisher said the most startling statistic shows the state lost more than 2,000 farms since 2012. Fisher said in a statement, and I quote, "This is the largest drop in more than two decades and triple the national average of a 3% loss," end quote. The census found the dairy industry took a hard hit, reporting a 20% decline. However, the news was not all bad. The USDA reported an increase of 35% in the number of organic farms, a 2% increase in vegetable farms, an 8% increase in fruit farms, and the number of maple farms increased 15% over a five-year period. The report put the age of the average farmer at 55.8 years old. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Rockland County's recent emergency declaration to keep unvaccinated children out of the schools has been blocked by a court challenge, but county officials are continuing their effort to control the measles outbreak that is believed to be the worst in the country. The number of confirmed cases countywide since the outbreak began in October now stands at 186. However, it is assumed that officials are unaware of other cases. County Executive Edwin Day said April 16th, and I quote, "We will not quit. We will use every tool at our disposal and will do so regardless of opposition or distractions," end quote. With Rockland being geographically small, the virus has spread to all areas. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.